This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with John and Andrew on Joy 94.9. Well, good evening, Australia. Good evening, Melbourne. And, well, everything's gone to hell in a handbasket tonight because Brett's off sick. He's got a lurgy. But my gorgeous Sir Galahad has stepped in. The wonderful John P. Wintle from Purple Speech. How are you, darling?
Oh, I'm very good,
Welcome
thank you.
Welcome back to Chatterbox, and thank you, because you literally have been like America in World War II. You've just swept in and saved the day.
I am the knight in shining armour.
You really are. So that Brett's virus that he's at home sick with, on the couch with watching Hunger Games and eating bars of chocolate, is basically the Pearl Harbour in this scenario. So let's just hope tonight ends better than that did.
It just sounds like he's got a case of some very serious man flu.
No, he is sick. God love him. So rest up, darling, and feel better soon. For those of you that haven't heard Chatterbox before, we are a talk show where we invite a member of the GLBTI community in to tell their story, have a chat with us, and most importantly, they get to pick four songs, which really sort of help to tell their story.
Fantastic.
Now, Johnny.
Yes.
First song.
Yes.
We were driving up to the Yarra Valley the other day, and this came on the radio, and the first line of the song is, "I talk a lot of shit when I'm drinking, baby." And not that we drink a lot on this show, but let's face it, we do talk quite a bit of shit. So without further ado, first track of the night is Can We Dance by The Vamps. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and John on Joy 94.9. I'm known to go a little too fast. You're listening to Chatterbox with John and Andrew on Joy 94.9. Now, that was The Vamps with Can We Dance? Now, John.
Yes?
We're just about to introduce our guest for the evening.
But before we do, could I just say how much I like the ring of John and Andrew?
I think it's good, isn't it?
It is quite a good ring, I've got to say.
Let's hope Brett's cold and flu nighttime tablets have kicked in and he's knotted off. Look, without further ado, let's introduce our gorgeous man about town, the one, the only, gorgeous Michael Giglio. Welcome to Chatterbox.
Hello, thank you very much for having me.
How are you, darling?
I'm really, really well, thank you.
Now, I've seen you over the last couple of days splashed all over Facebook.
Splashed.
Looking gorgeous at the Melbourne Cup yesterday.
I was at the Melbourne Cup yesterday. What a fantastic day it was. Melbourne certainly put it on.
Where
it
were great. You?
We had a car park. It was right on the rails. So
perfect.
As long as I get to see a horse on Melbourne Cup, I'm happy.
Yeah, because the amount of people that just go and never ever see a horse.
Ridiculous. And we're not talking about Sarah Jessica Parker. We're not talking about a horse as well.
Were there any casualties?
Well, look, there's been a photo circulating on Facebook, which I told you about earlier. A lady with her legs in the air with her back to the camera, and all these people aghast. And you know what? That's probably my favourite part of going to the races, is that it starts so classy and, you know, it's not a good end.
And speaking of casualties, I'm so glad you didn't go the other way with those poor, poor animals.
No, the poor horses. I know. It's so sad. They should have shot that woman by the sound of it. But it always makes me laugh because you see people go in there and they look spectacular and all the boys are dressed up and the girls are dressed up. And then like 8 hours later, there's girls with like fascinators stuck to their ass and one shoe on and sick down their front and men with ties around their heads. And it just all goes to pot.
There is no class.
No class. But look, there's only so much champagne that you can have before it turns nasty.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
How did you get home? Did you eventually brave the train?
No, we trained there and I vowed that I wouldn't do it again. So we were in a cab on the way home, thankfully.
God.
Yes. Bless the cab drivers on days like that.
Now, darling, we asked you to pick four tracks for tonight.
You did.
How easy was that?
Easy is not a word that I would use to describe it. Thank you, Andy. I likened it to childbirth, I think. That was my message to Brett earlier in the week. And I have never given birth, just for the record. So, extremely hard picking four songs that have to sum you up. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a bit, where do you start?
Yeah.
I got the enviable task of being thrown into the guest seat a couple of weeks ago.
You did. You
and it was
did.
The same thing. It was like, how the hell do I pick four songs?
Yep. Yeah. So, it was excruciating.
John, did you struggle when you, because you were a guest quite early on in Chatterbox history?
Yeah, it was a bit hard. But then I think, going back to my coming out days and picking that M People song, which those of you who have been through the Chatterbox back catalogue, and trust me, it's a great back catalogue. It is a song of choice. M People, get out there, listen to it. It's fabulous.
Look, in all honesty, the coming out song was probably the easiest to choose, I think.
Mine was exactly the same. Yeah. It was the later on bit for me that was a bit harder because everything sort of went a bit grey. Absolutely. We've had a message in. Oh, Miss Streisand is calling the shots from a sick bed. It's Brett and it says, boys, I'm listening from my sick bed. Thanks again, Johnny, for stepping in, but keep my seat warm, Wintle. I'm sick, not dead. Have a great lads. Oh, he's delirious. Oh. It's love, Brett.
Those nighttime flu tablets have kicked in, haven't they?
I must say I have very warm buttocks, so don't worry, Brett. Your seat is in very good hands.
I did not know this about you.
Well, since we're sharing.
So, Mikey, when we get back from our first announcement, we will get you to tell us a little bit about little Mikey.
Okay.
Growing up in Wangaratta.
You're listening to Chatterbox on Joy 94.9.
Hello, I am Amanda Palmer, and you're listening to Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only lesbian and gay community radio station.
You're listening to Chatterbox with John and Andrew and our very special guest, Michael, on Joy 94.9. Now, Michael.
Yes,
Andy. You've chosen your four songs for the night.
I have.
The first one is about your early life. So tell us a little bit about your growing up.
Right. Well, picture this. I am a young Italian boy growing up on a tobacco farm in northeast Victoria.
Really?
Yes. And let me tell you, I didn't really suit a farm life. it wasn't for me. I tried riding a motorbike once and nearly crashed it, so I never went back. My sisters are quite a bit older than me. One's 10 years older, one's 8 years older. So my early music taste was really shaped by them. Yep. So I remember them coming home one day with two vinyls by an artist named Madonna. And it was, the early 80s. And, when you don't have a lot of other influences besides tobacco and cows, Madonna was probably the most fantastic thing that I'd ever come across.
Because whereabouts did you grow up?
Northeast Victoria. It's a place called King Valley.
Okay.
Which is not too far from Wangaratta.
Yep.
So, really, really remote. Not a lot there. So yeah, those fingerless gloves that she wore really took me. And look, one of my earliest memories was dancing in the reflection of the record player to a Madonna track. So it sort of really shaped what my first track is tonight.
But before we get to it, what was it like growing up so far away in such a remote? Because the boy I know now, you're such a boy about town.
I am. I learnt quick. look, it's like anyone growing up. You don't really know any different. So yeah. It was what it was to me. But when I got a taste for the city life, I think I really sort of exploded. All my senses exploded. literally. Yeah. But yeah, look, I really appreciate growing up in the country. I think if I ever had children, I'd want them to grow up in the country as well. Because yeah. There's a nice community feel in a country, small country town. So yeah, I really enjoyed it.
I must admit, I used to be a rep and I used to call in a pharmacy in Wangaratta. It was a really stinking hot Melbourne day, one of those like 39 degree days. And I'd been in the car for like 3.5 hours. Yep. And I got there and I walked through the door and there was a lovely lady that worked in the pharmacy. And she said, "Can I get you a glass of water?" And I said, "Yes, please." And she came out with the most enormous glass of water I've ever seen. It was about 10 inches high and about 5 inches wide. And then she went away. So I just picked up this enormous glass and started drinking. And then she came out from the back with a bunch of flowers and a glass of water. I was drinking out of a vase.
Oh, my God. No. Oh, those Andy. Strange country folk.
I just kept drinking.
She thought you looked really thirsty. Yeah. You were thinking, yeah. It's a long drive to Wangaratta.
But we've had quite a few guests on the show that have grown up in the country, and they said exactly the same. It was such a great upbringing.
Absolutely.
As you said, because there's that real sense of community out there that you just don't get in the city.
And especially on a farm. Like, you know, I know lots of people that have had pets growing up, whereas I had a cow. So
what was her name?
Oh, well, Dad actually killed her and we ate her.
Right.
So we don't refer to her by the name. Right.
Beef. Barbara. Her name was Beef. Yeah,
tasty, tasty roast.
Tenderloin. Yeah.
So, what is your first track?
My first track tonight is Get Into the Groove by Madonna.
One of my most favourite Madonna tracks.
Yeah, and look, I wanted to make all of my tracks a Madonna track because she was fabulous back then. But yeah, so choosing one was very difficult. But this is one that always gets me to the dance floor, so.
Without further ado, you're listening to Chatterbox with John Andrew and our special guest Michael on Joy 94.3. Listen to Chatterbox with John and Andrew and our special guest Michael Giglio tonight on Joy 94.9.
And of course, for those people interested in my shoe size, it's a 9.
I was wondering, actually.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Now, for regular listeners that are tuning in that are used to hearing Brett's dulcet tones, he's at home tonight with Ebola.
Well, the way he's carrying on about it, you'd think it is, wouldn't you? Sorry, Brett.
Poor thing. He's been to Sierra Leone recently.
So the gorgeous John P. Wintle from Purple Speech has stepped in and is... Well, he's driving the bus like Sandra Bullock did in Speed, quite frankly. Now, Michael, that was your first track, which was Madonna, Into the Groove.
Yes.
And that was all about growing up in a little place just outside Wangaratta. Yeah, I forgot the name of it again.
King Valley. Yeah.
This is usually the part of the show where we get our guests to take us to that next point in their lives where they come out and tell us their coming out story.
Yeah, well, I moved to Melbourne when I was 19, having grown up in the country. And I guess I just started experimenting, as you do. I guess as a kid, you just forget all of those sorts of feelings you have until you're in a place that you can kind of acknowledge them. So I started experimenting. I came out to one of my sisters and she was really understanding, and she questioned me. I remember her asking me, "Are you sure?" Just making sure that I was sure. And I was like, I am. Sure, I know this now. And look, she convinced me then to tell my other sister. And that went really, really well. My other sister still lives in Wangaratta, where my parents are. And given that that went so well, I thought, hey, this is a breeze. Two of my sisters are okay with it. Mum and Dad are going to be a piece of cake.
And?
Yeah, it didn't go so so swimmingly well. But look, that's to be expected. My dad is very traditional. We still have like traditional salami days and, you know, make tomato sauce, and Dad makes his own wine. Like, he lives off the land still. So it was kind of to be expected, the only boy in a Catholic Italian family. So, look, it was difficult telling them, but they were really supportive. Mum actually joined a rural pea flag.
Oh, bless.
I was so proud of her. And, I used to send her books that I would buy at Hares and Hyenas for parents that are dealing with their children coming out. So she was amazing. And look, I think she was a massive influence on my father sort of coming to terms with it as well. I think for Dad, it was more of a pride thing.
Yeah.
He didn't want people to know. And I think it was just more about sort of shaming the family. But he's sort of come full circle now. And it's so beautiful that now he can, you know, embrace me, throw his arm around me, say, you know, this is my son, and not have any qualms about it. So there's always a silver lining.
So how long did it take him to come around? Because it's as you said, particularly if you're a traditional Italian family, there's probably another layer of complexity that goes into it again. So how long did it take him to sort of come around?
To be comfortable with it, it was a good 10 years. And, you know, that's a significant amount of time. But, you know, I came out to them when I was 22. So 32, I think he kind of realised, yeah, this is it. It's not a phase.
It's locked in.
You know, I'm bald now, but I had a lot of bad haircuts, so I thought maybe he was on that path as well. Yeah, he's going to grow out of it. No.
Because we had another guest on, Alistair, who grew up in Gippsland a couple of weeks. So actually, no, he was on a couple of months ago. He was one of our first guests. And his parents were accepting of it. But again, I think growing up in the country, he just said there weren't as many points of reference for them to be able to draw from.
Absolutely.
So it was sort of this alien concept.
And this is also coming out of the 80s. And we all remember those horrific HIV ads or the AIDS ads of the Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
And the bowling ball and all of that.
Yeah. Oof. And that's all my dad had to reference about homosexuality. And so I can imagine how difficult that was for him with no education. You know, he didn't even go to school. He sort of educated himself when he migrated to Australia. So for him, that was a massive, massive step. And I think, you know, part of him coming around was me being able to see it from his perspective as well, which, you know, I guess is part of anyone's coming out.
Oh, look, absolutely. And I think everybody's coming out journey is slightly different. But I think sometimes, because often we come out when we're young and we're, you know, full of life, and I think there's that sort of sense of acceptance that we get in ourselves, sometimes you can have that bull in a china shop approach to it. And it's just like, okay, and everybody's supposed to get it. Yeah. But as you said, it's sometimes putting yourself in other people's situations and just trying to get your head around how they're feeling.
Absolutely.
So how did you handle it? If your dad was sort of 10 years, it took him to really sort of become comfortable with it. How did you handle that 10 years?
Yeah. Look, it's a lot of reinforcement, and I had to take a lot of interest in some of Dad's hobbies and actually make the time to spend with him and connect on a different wavelength. Because for me, being gay is just who you sleep with. It doesn't really change who you are.
Yeah.
And, you know, with my dad, he doesn't ask my sisters what they do in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So he doesn't need to necessarily ask me. So it's just finding a common ground and being committed to transforming that relationship as well.
Yeah.
So,
terrific. Well, we're going to get a word from our sponsors in just a second. And when we come back, we can set up your second track.
Excellent.
Joy.
You're listening to Chatterbox with John and Andrew and our very special guest, Michael Giglio, on Joy 94.9.
Now, I do have to pick you up on something.
Yes.
It's the pronunciation of my last name.
Why? How do I? Is it?
Yeah, look, and it's the most common. There's two mispronunciations of my name. The first one is Giglio.
Yeah.
The second one is Gigolo.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, the second one was my guess. Yeah. So I'm sorry.
So what is the correct pronunciation?
Well, in Italian, it's Giglio.
Giglio.
Yeah.
See, that's much nicer.
Well, it is nicer, yes. But you know what? I don't correct people now because I like it.
Now, speaking of people not understanding what I'm saying or me saying things incorrectly, just before we went to that ad break, I made a joke and said Brett was at home with Ebola. as in the Ebola virus, but somebody's just emailed us in and said, I thought you said Brett was at home with a boner. Good luck with your sidekick and get well soon, Brett. And that's from Karen in WA.
Does she know more than we know?
She's known me since I was 12, so if she can't understand me, nobody can. Now, Michael, we were talking before about your coming out story.
Yes.
Set up your second track. Ooh, it seems quite self-explanatory.
It really does. And look, I think for anyone coming to terms with their sexuality, you kind of need a song that makes you feel empowered to be yourself.
Yep.
And that it's okay. So cut to me on the dance floor at the Peel Hotel circa 97.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And this was the song that was being played at the time, along with Barbie Girl, but I thought that was a bit trashy for this time slot. So... the song that I've chosen is...
They're in town at the moment, yeah, Aqua. Okay. They're causing enough havoc.
So the song that I've chosen is called Free by Ultranate.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you're listening to Chatterbox on Joy 94.9.
Joy.
You're listening to Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with John and Andrew and our special guest, Michael Giglio.
Oh, you've done it. Well done.
On Joy 94.9.
I'd also like to say we accept picture messages as well.
Okay, are we going back to that last message that we got?
I think we should.
the misunderstanding. We don't want pictures of that, do we?
Actually, we've had a couple of messages come through. We've had one saying, we love you, Mikey. Love the Davis family and Chop. P.S. Chop has Ebola.
Oh, okay, awkward.
And we've had another one from Janine in Albury that says, I'm loving Mikey's song selections. What a story they tell. Just wondering what his karaoke sing-star song of choice would be.
Oh,
I can imagine you going hell for leather on karaoke.
Oh, give me a microphone and you can't stop me. Hence me being here tonight. Look, there was an awesome song around the 90s as well. It was called Dancing in the Moonlight. And you know what? I can't even remember who sang it now. But I know that Janine that has sent that message in, it's one of her favourites too, and we used to belt it out. So, yeah, that's got to be my karaoke song of choice.
John P. Wintle.
Yes.
Do you have a karaoke song?
My favourite karaoke song of all time would alternate slightly. One of them is an ABBA track, Chicken Tikka.
I used to love that when that was on SingStar.
No judgment.
Do you really sing those lyrics?
Well, I kind of got it off like some YouTube video with all like British actors on it. It got me excited. It's easier than saying that other way that people say, which is, how do you say it? Chikatita.
I still don't really know what that song means.
I don't think they did. Now, Mikey, you've had a message.
I have. I've had a message from my nephew who's 16. His name's Daniel. And he wrote, listening to you on radio, you are awesome. Mention me.
Oh, fantastic.
So I had to put a mention out to him. Thanks, Daniel.
Now, Michael.
Yes.
Mr. Giglio.
Yes, Andrew.
The first time I met you, you were working for an organisation called Latitude.
I was.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, look, Latitude is an amazing non-for-profit organisation. They're a youth development organisation. So what their goal is to send young people overseas on a gap year generally and send them to lots of different countries around the world to teach English, to help in schools, basically just help the world. So yeah, it's an amazing organisation. They do some fantastic things, and the young people that I got to meet along the way were, you know, incredible.
Yeah.
For, you know, taking time out of their life to actually go to another part of the world and help out. So yeah, some really amazing spirits and some big personalities.
So where were some of the places you travelled?
So I managed a couple of programs, one in Vanuatu and one in Vietnam. So I travelled there quite a bit. I'd take a group of young people over, give them some training, and then send them on their placements. So for a lot of them, it was their first time overseas.
Yeah.
So it was so exciting to be able to see, you know, a new place through someone's eyes that had never seen it before. Yeah, it was just brilliant.
That's such a big responsibility, though, to take a group of teenagers overseas.
It was. And I actually celebrated a birthday on one of the trips, and, you know, we went out and had a few drinks, and, you know, you still had to sort of be in control, knowing that these people were in a foreign country and their parents trusted you. And I was like, yeah, let's go and party. It's my birthday.
Were there any disasters, or were they all pretty good kids?
Look, no, they were all fantastic kids. You know, and look, it's not for everyone. A couple of them had to end their placements early and come home for different reasons. But on the whole, our success rate was pretty amazing.
Yep.
And, you know, these kids are, like I said, fresh out of school and just jumping out there and, you know, living life to the full. So yeah, no, it was
fantastic. And how long did you do that for?
I was in that role for 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And still goes down probably as the best job that I'll ever have.
Oh, I think so. It would have been so rewarding,
so fulfilling.
As you said.
Yeah.
You know, it would have been so many kids' first time overseas, and just being able to, I suppose, show them that would have been amazing.
Absolutely. And as Whitney said, I believe that children are our future, Andrew. So
teach them well.
Teach them well. Let them lead the way.
That's one of my karaoke songs, actually. Can you imagine this?
I don't know,
hideous horse, awful voice trying to thrash that out.
Give me enough champagne and I'd be thrashing it out with you, I think.
Now, John P. Wintle.
Hola.
We've got to pay the bills.
Oh.
So we'll be back in just a sec. You're listening to Chatterbox on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Anthony Clare, and you're listening to Melbourne's very own gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and John. Oh, no.
Oh,
John and
God.
Andrew. Oh, my God. I got too comfortable. That's what it is.
Is now the time that I'm forcibly exited from the studio?
No, can I say delightful John P. Wintle from Purple Speech has stepped in as Brett's emergency replacement tonight, and he's doing a wonderful job. Thank you, John.
Monday nights, 8 p.m.
You've
Ding.
Got to give a plug.
And our fabulous guest tonight, Michael Giglio.
I love that you're saying it. You're like Sophia Loren.
I'm nailing it
now.
It's just now, Mikey.
Yes.
Tell us about your third song for the night, because this is one of my faves.
Yeah, this has to go down as probably my all-time favourite song.
Really?
Yeah, look, the artist is Michael Jackson,
yep.
And Michael in his heyday was unstoppable.
Good Michael.
Good Michael.
Good blackmailed yes. Michael yes. Before he became a weird Asian lady.
Before Monkeys, before Neverland, all of that crazy stuff. But this song's probably one of the fastest tracks that he's ever released. So a bit of a disco track, Working Day and Night off his Off the Wall album.
I love the Off the Wall album.
My
I
favorite.
Played it from beginning to end last Saturday.
Yep.
I was doing a bit of housework, and
yep.
It's just such a good album. It's one of those you can literally play every track on.
Over and over.
Dust the shelves.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I was. Very house proud, John P. Wintle. So without further ado, we will set up your third track for the night, which is
Day and Night by Michael Jackson.
You're listening to Chatterbox with John and Andrew and our special guest Michael on Joy 94.9.
Joy. Straight than other radio stations. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with John and Andrew and our special guest Mikey tonight on Joy 94.9. Now, John P. Wintle.
Yes.
Gorgeous guest host.
I know,
knight
right?
in shining armour.
So good looking and so talented.
Absolutely.
I just can't fit all of the great things about me into one box.
He's got to be for perfect, doesn't it? John P. Wintle.
Do you know when John was God. On? That's what he actually said.
Really?
He stood for perfect.
I just felt a little tremor go down my body.
A fripple again.
Yeah. It was a fripple, actually.
Now, John P. Wintle, what time of the night is it?
Well, tonight, this time of night is actually when we ask our guests some special, special questions.
Hard-hitting, probing questions.
And we're going to go deep.
We will.
Really deep.
Like a banana.
Goodness. That's not happened before. I'm starting to get scared now.
Michael, Mikey.
Yes, Andy.
You're an incredibly stylish man. In fact, I do remember once at a dinner party, I woke up the next day because there was a lot of wine at the dinner party, and I remember I'd had a conversation with you for about 45 minutes about the importance of socks. And I had this awful flashback of like, oh my God, I literally am the most boring person in the world. What's the worst outfit you've ever worn?
Look, you know what? I knew that this question was coming, and you know, my pre-prepared response was, have you ever seen me wear anything bad? But no.
No, honestly, I haven't.
No,
that's the thing,
because
you're
I'm
always
joking,
very
joking.
Well put together.
What I think the worst outfit I ever wore was, you remember Hypercolor t-shirts, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Mm. Yeah. I loved my Hypercolor t-shirt. The day that I bought it, I wore it to dinner, and I spilt food all down the front of it. So it had a massive oil stain right down the front in the middle.
But tragic.
Because I loved it so much, I kept wearing it. So I had this pink and blue shirt that reacted to my body sweat with a big oil stain down the front, and I still thought I was cool.
For those listeners at home that don't remember Hypercolor, now Hypercolor was a fabric that reacted with body heat and it would change colour. So on gorgeous people like you, Mikey, it would have just changed beautifully. But on most people, it used to just turn a really filthy colour under the armpits.
Yes.
And you know, I remember once, because my mum lived in Perth and I lived here, she asked me what I wanted for Christmas and I said, can you get me Calvin Klein undies? And she went to Kmart and asked for Kevin Costner underpants. And they gave her Hypercolor boxed shorts.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's disgusting.
What does that say about Kevin Costner?
I don't know, but it was so horrible. And
ooh,
wrong.
Imagine if I had them with my warm buttocks.
And you know, you can still buy them on eBay, but they're like about $100
oh
per
God,
t-shirt.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't think it's worth it, given how not cool they are.
Yeah,
now.
They're really not.
And without an oil stain, I'm not going there.
It's no. Incomplete. Yeah. Mikey, what's your guilty pleasure movie or TV show, that one that you know is really bad, but you love it regardless?
Oh, I don't even have to hesitate for this. Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Sarah Jessica Parker,
oh,
Helen Hunt, had a young Shannon Doherty in it,
oh,
as
God,
well.
Helen Hunt and SJP.
I know.
How many long faces can you get in one film?
Maybe that's why I like the races. I grew up with watching Girls Just Want to Have Fun. But a brilliant soundtrack. I thought about putting one of those songs in the mix tonight because it's just so, so bad it's good. Yeah.
It should have been called Phillies Just Want to Have Fun.
All they would have needed was Celine Dion, and it just would have been magnificent. The Holy Trinity, it could have been. Mikey?
Yes.
Don't get me started on this, but who is your least favourite celebrity?
We had a conversation about this before, Andrew, and I just loved your response so much. But I'm not going there. I'm not going to start you.
Don't.
My least favourite celebrity would have to be Melanie Griffith.
Oh, you can't stick her.
She's just so trashy and tacky.
No,
and
can't stand it.
She's had so much work that's not natural and is obsessed by her now ex-husband, and there's just... It's a car accident.
Are they not together anymore?
No, he broke her heart.
I wondered why he would stuck around as long as he did, actually. Because
it's a mystery.
She's clearly barking mad.
Absolutely barking
mad. I also hold her totally responsible for starting that white runners with business suit trend that you still see now.
Oh, yes.
What was the movie? Was Working it Working Girl? That's it.
And you still see people in the city now with like pencil skirts and pantyhose and you big ugly white runners.
Punch them in the back of their head.
Really do.
And the straight hair with the frilly fringes.
Pinwheel fringe. Yeah. Now, we've had a couple more messages. Oh. We've had one saying, so strange to hear my uncle speak of these things. He's a wonderful man, however, and we all love him for his kind nature and unforgettable laugh. And that was from Sarah.
That's gorgeous. Sarah.
And then we've got one from Shrina M. Oh, that's a name.
Shrina M. It's like almost like Sheena Easton.
You're amazing, Michael. Good pick of songs. We love you, Shrina. XOXO.
And can I just send out a happy birthday to Shrina? It's her birthday today.
Happy birthday, Shrina.
Yeah, so well done for staying up and listening.
Now, John P. Wintle, we've just got to pay the bills one last time.
I know. We've got to go complete our invoicing, I believe.
You're listening to Chatterbox with John and Andrew and Mikey on Joy 94.9.
Made in Melbourne for Australia and the world. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with John and Andy and our special guest Mikey on Joy 94.9. Now, Mikey, we're at the end of the show.
I know. How quick does an hour go in here?
Flies, doesn't it? And believe me, tonight my heart has been going a mile a minute, so it's gone super quick for me. There's
not enough time for another horse joke even.
But we do have time just to set up your final song.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about why you chose it, because we all love this person.
Oh, we do. The artist of this song is the late Amy Winehouse. And look, she holds a very special place in my heart because I did a volunteer placement over in Brazil in 2011. My host mother over there, Jane, was a massive, massive Amy Winehouse fan. So we used to stay up late at night drinking beer and coffee and listening to Amy Winehouse. So, yeah, she reminds me of good times overseas.
It's a great track because it's the girl from... And I'm going to laugh because a friend of mine once called this song The Girl from iPanama. You know who you are, Christy.
Not dropping any names, Christy.
No, not at all.
Now, John P. Wintle, I can't tell you how much I love you for coming in and saving me at the last minute tonight.
I've had such a good time.
So have I. Thank you so much, darling, because it's I can't press the buttons. But if ever you need somebody to come on your show and trivialise it, just call. Any final words, darling?
Well, I must recommend to join Chatterbox Show. Anybody should come in and have a go because I tell you what, these guys here are just amazing.
God,
they are definitely worth a visit.
Well, we won't have just anybody. That's the thing. It's invite only.
Oh, yeah. So there is certain rules you need to fill out there.
We were going to open it up to the public and they went, oh, no. Mikey, any final words?
Look, thanks for having me on. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you so much. You've been a divine guest.
Thank you.
Songs were great. And thank you so much for telling your story.
Thanks for having me.
Now we're going to play out with your final track, which is The Girl from Ipanema by the divine Amy Winehouse. Thank you for listening to Chatterbox on Joy 94.9. We will see you next week at 10 o'clock.
Joy. Goes double dee dee down. When she walks, it's just like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gentle that when she passes, each one she passes goes double dee dee down. Oh, how I watch her so sad.
service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.